The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome, Giants fans. You are listening to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show is coming to you on Monday, March 11, and that is the first day of the NFL free agency legal tampering period, with free agency signings allowed on Wednesday afternoon. That's March 13. So today's show is going to be a quick overview of the Giants and free agency. First, I wanted to address the idea that keeps being sort of bandied around that Giants general manager Dave Gettleman doesn't have a plan, or that the franchise is directionless. To be honest with you, I disagree with that. I think that perhaps Gettleman's plan is different than the plan that some in the fan base and some in the media, you know, would like, or, you know, would implement if it was their decision. But I do believe that he, Pat Shurmur, John Mara, do have a plan. I think the beginning part of that plan was put in place in 2018 when the Giants spent quite a bit of time and effort to change a locker room culture that had become a divisive, sort of losing kind of culture. I think that the Giants largely accomplished that through the 2018 season. They obviously didn't win enough games, and obviously the bottom line is winning and losing. But I do think, you know, they made some strides. They did accomplish sort of cleaning up the locker room, you know, making it a better environment. I think they will continue in that effort. When it comes to directionless, I know that people get upset about the fact that Eli Manning is still the quarterback. But I do believe the Giants understand that they are in a time period, they are in a situation where they must go after, you know, a new franchise quarterback. And I think they are doing that. I just, you know, obviously they studied the market last year and chose to go to Saquon Barkley instead of a quarterback in the draft. They have options in the draft this year. They may or may not decide that Dwayne Haskins is their guy, but again, you know, as I've said repeatedly, whether they choose to draft Haskins or not, if they pass, that doesn't mean they're ignoring the situation. It just means they believe that Haskins is not their guy. I do think they'll address that quarterback situation as soon as they find the guy that they believe in.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When it comes to free agency, at noon on Monday is when teams can theoretically begin what they call the legal tampering window. We've done a lot of previews at Big Blue View regarding free agency. And when it comes right down to it, you know, the Giants don't have, you know, unlimited resources coming into free agency. They have somewhere in the neighborhood of $24 million, you know, minus, I think, maybe $10.6 million that they have to allocate for their rookie class. I don't get all caught up on the numbers. I don't get all caught up on, oh, they can only do this, this, and this because of the money that they have. There are always ways to manipulate the salary cap. If the Giants have a couple of players that they really want to go after, they'll be able to do that. They'll be able to make, you know, competitive offers to go after guys that they want. In terms of targets, it's really obvious that with what the Giants did, you know, with the Olivier Vernon for Kevin Zeitler trade, with re-signing John Jalapio, looks like the one position on the offensive line that they will be going after, that they really need to address going forward, is the right tackle spot, where Chad Wheeler just isn't adequate, you know, in that spot. I think it's kind of a no-brainer that the Giants will make a big run at Carolina Panthers right tackle Darrell Williams. You know, he's a guy that Dave Gettleman drafted in Carolina in 2015. I know that Big Blue View's Dan Pizzuta has some concerns about Williams, but he is a good player. He's an accomplished player. You know, he's a veteran who knows what he's doing. He would upgrade the Giants' offensive line significantly. You know, if they're not able to sign Darrell Williams, perhaps Jeremy Parnell, who was recently released by the Jaguars, would be in consideration there. You know, other than that right tackle spot, I think the Giants will use their resources, whatever resources they have, you know, to try to upgrade the defense, where obviously after letting Landon Collins go and trading Olivier Vernon, they have to rebuild that side of the ball. And part of me, you know, go back to the direction topic. I think part of what they're doing here is building a defense, or trying to build a defense, with the pieces that James Betcher would like to utilize, with players who fit into his scheme, into his vision of what a defense should be. And with that said, you know, some of the targets that we have to consider, you know, heading into free agency are guys who used to play for Betcher in Arizona. One guy that I strongly suspect that the Giants will make a run at is edge rusher Marcus Golden, guy who had 12 and a half sacks with Betcher in Arizona in the 2016 season, suffered a knee injury in 2017, played part of last season as he came back from that knee injury, is apparently going to be allowed to hit the free agent market by Arizona. I would expect the Giants, with a need at, you know, out on the edge, to make a run at Golden. Wouldn't be surprised at all if Golden winds up with the New York Giants. couple of other players, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, you know, is a possibility in the secondary. So is Deone Buchanan, a guy who could fill some of that Landon Collins, you know, close to the line of scrimmage role. You know, so both of those guys might be in play for the Giants as well. Some other guys, you know, whose names I've heard, a couple of Chicago Bears, slot cornerback Bryce Callahan out at corner, where the Giants could use some veteran help. Also, you know, I would strongly suspect that the Giants will make a play, you know, for someone in the free safety market. The name that you most commonly hear is Adrian Amos of the Chicago Bears. You know, a fairly young player who's been very good for Chicago, may not be a dynamic playmaker in terms of forcing turnovers and creating interceptions, but very solid player on the back end of a defense, guy who would considerably upgrade the Giants over Curtis Riley, who was a disaster at free safety in 2018. The Giants defense, you know, badly needs a center field type safety. Amos seems to be the one who could be the primary target. And you know, allocating resources is one of the reasons why the Giants, I think, chose to move on from Landon Collins. He's a terrific player, terrific guy, you know, was a locker room leader, popular guy with the players, popular guy with the media, popular guy with the fan base. Really, it simply came down to the fact, I think, that the Giants didn't want to allocate massive resources to a guy who is basically a box safety, a guy who plays close to the line of scrimmage. Not that that's not valuable, but I think that what they see and what they feel is that they really need to allocate resources to the free safety position. You know, and with that being part of the plan, let's see now over the next few days if they're actually able to pull that off, if they're able to get the guy that they want. You know, whether that's Amos or someone else, we'll have to see. But I do think, you know, that that the Giants do have a plan here. As I said at the top of the show, I disagree with the idea that they are completely directionless. So, you know, we'll have to see how the next few days play out as the Giants try to rebuild this defense. As I said, Giants fans, this is just a quick show to remind you that the free agency tampering period does begin this afternoon, and that the Giants, you know, you'll be hearing a lot of rumors, you'll be hearing a lot of speculation on Twitter, on Big Blue View. Please, you know, check out our Giants roster tracker to keep track of all of the updated news and rumors. Check out our free agency hub page. Check out Pat Trena's look at the salary cap. Dan Pizzuta previewed offense and defense. I'm taking a look at at players that I expect the Giants to target over the next few days. So please, you know, also please remember to follow Big Blue View on Twitter, to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check us out on Instagram at big_blue_view. Check us out on Facebook. Join our community at bigblueview.com if you haven't, so that you can take part in the discussion. All right, Giants fans, we'll have a lot more for you in the coming days when it comes to free agency. Thank you for listening to this very quick show, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.